the Richmond Theater Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theater with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call, Act 3, Scene 18. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter.
I'm Susie Hobbinstock from the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
I'm Julinda Lewis with RVA Art Review.
And I'm Claire Boswell with Style Weekly.
And today we're going to talk about Appropriate, which is a Virginia Rep Cadence Theater co-production at the Theater Gym through May 20th. A family gathers at their father's Arkansas plantation to sell it. When they discover a secret from his past, it changes everything.
Well, the playwright said that he was going to take pieces of all his favorite plays and put them together and then see what magic happened. And I guess the play that was most evoked for me by this was, of course, August Osage County. So if you've seen that...
Which Cadence Theater did a couple seasons ago.
It's not very dissimilar. It's a family with all kinds of dysfunction.
It's an outstanding cast, I would say, all the way around. The ensemble was brilliant. Everybody created personality, and there was a lot of energy. Susan Sanford, of course, has a difficult character because she's really not likable. I thought she did a wonderful job of making her at least enjoyable and ultimately touching, of course. And my other standout was Happy Mahaney, who was charmingly quirky. Some people thought it was a little too much, but I thought as the black sheep in the family, no pun intended, he was great in that role.
I really enjoyed his performance.
I thought everyone gave strong performances, that it was an extremely tightly knit ensemble. I didn't even realize until I left the theater how long it had been, because they held my attention the entire time.
2 hours and 45 minutes.
I think this is a perfect play. And I'm talking about the script when I say that. This production was also very good, but I was really enamored with the dialogue and how much subtext and nuance there was to mine in all of that, and how every single scene had sort of these multiple little personal dramas that you could pay attention to depending on whose reaction you decided to watch at any given moment. And those are the things that made me really excited about this play. I agree that the cast was phenomenal. I think my favorite performance was Jill Barry Steinberg as the Jewish aunt who's married into this family and is one of the first people to sort of, I don't know, like give some credence to the fact that maybe this family patriarch is actually all of the things that he seems to be. You know, Susan Sanford and Jill Barry Steinberg both have these really difficult characters.
Unlikable,
to play.
Yeah.
Unlikable in some ways, but also at moments the truth tellers. I think that is a challenge that they really rose to. I also thought that Joe Pabst, I don't know, he reminded me of all of my uncles in like one character.
Sorry.
Oh, I know.
But that's something, though, that I wanted to say, is that I think that everybody recognized all these characters.
Yeah.
You know, as much as you might want to brush it aside, we all have these people in our families.
Definitely.
I think we need to have a shout out to Anna Seneschal Johnson, the director, who beautifully directed it very subtly. There was not a strong directorial hand, but you can tell she very carefully guided every moment. And a special shout out to Josh Chouinard, who did that wonderful fight scene.
It was so good.
Beautifully done and hilarious.
Yeah. I have to give a shout out to the unsung stagehands. They had heck of a job to do in this show. That was awesome.
The set design by Rich Mason, I thought, was really spectacular. What they've been able to put into that tiny theater gym over the years has been mind-blowing, and this was just up another level. It was a terrific, seedy, old, decrepit mansion from a plantation in Arkansas.
So I think overall, we pretty much all thought that this was a real strong production and definitely worth seeing.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yes.
All right, we have been talking about Appropriate, which is a Virginia Rep Cadence Theater co-production at the Theater Gym through May 20th. All right, we're back with just one reviewer here, and you may have noticed, if you're a regular listener to Curtain Call, that we added a new contributor in the last couple of weeks, Richmond Times-Dispatch reviewer, Susie Hobbinstock.
Hobbinstock, that's it.
I got it right, okay.
Yep.
So, Susie, first of all, tell us, you were there at the Times-Dispatch, you left for a while and you came back. Tell me what the timeline was that.
Yeah, my husband took a job in San Diego in 2012, so we were there from 2012 to 2015.
And you were at the TD for how long before that?
I think I started there around 2004.
Oh, wow. So about 8 years.
When Roy Proctor retired.
So you were kind of the only one until you left.
No, Julinda was always with me.
Oh, was she still there?
We always worked together, yeah.
So when you came back, how had it changed?
Well, Tony Farrell had come on as the partner to Julinda reviewing. I came back and I said, I don't want to take any work from anybody, but I would be happy to back up any time that you need. So we got kind of a nice rotation going.
So that kind of brings us up to date on the timeline. Tell me what your background is. Why did you get involved writing theater reviews anyway?
Well, I have a master's degree in theater from the University of Illinois.
In what specialty?
Well, it was an MA. It wasn't in any sort of a, it's not an MFA, but I did a lot of technical stuff. I didn't come in with a lot of technical background. I came in as an English major, so that was a good match for an MA program. I could write the papers and so forth, but I got a lot of backstage experience while I was there. And when I came out of school in 1974, I thought maybe I could get a job teaching in a community college or something like that. But at that time, it was one of those times when PhDs were going for a dime a dozen. Nobody needed my stinking MA. So I went on into other stuff and didn't get back to theater writing until 89. Yeah, 89. I was living in Stamford, Connecticut. I had been a really good audience all those years. I had lived in New York for a few years, and Stamford, it was an easy shot to get into the city.
So had you'd seen a lot of New York. I mean, you say New York, you mean Broadway or New York City.
We had several off-Broadway subscriptions. We didn't limit ourselves to Broadway in any way, because to us at that time, certainly that was not necessarily the most interesting thing going around.
Right.
And there was other theater in Connecticut, too. There was a lot of interesting stuff. And my local paper, my local daily paper in 1989, the arts editor put a notice in there that they needed a theater critic. And I thought, well, isn't that interesting? And I threw it away. And about 3 weeks later, I said, if I don't send in my resume, they probably aren't going to give me the job. So I did actually send in my resume. Apparently, a ton of people applied for the job. The reason I got the job, they told me later, was that I had offered to do a review or two on spec.
Which would seem like a normal thing to have anybody.
Nobody else did it. So I got the job, and it turned into a really fantastic job. They started giving me features, then they started giving me general assignment stuff for the paper, and I got lots of front page play and had a really nice halftime job before my husband got transferred to Spain. And we moved to Spain for 2 years, and that was the end of that job.
So obviously you said you worked a lot behind the stage. Did you ever get on the board yourself?
Oh, very little. I did some directing. That was more my interest at the time.
If you're like me, you learned pretty early on, I'm not an actor.
No. some years ago, Freddie Kaufman invited a variety of people to Richmond Shakespeare to, I think it was on Valentine's Day, to do Shakespeare sonnets. And he invited me, and he coached me through a Shakespeare sonnet. And it was torture for me. It was very, very difficult, and he was a wonderful coach.
So what do you look for when you're writing a review? How do you frame your point of view?
Well, I am not super analytic. I really look at it as an audience member, and I always go in wanting to be thrilled and transported, and I love to sit up close and just really dive into it. And any play that can grab me and just take me along, that's always what I'm looking for first. I will, of course, pay attention to the technical aspects. If the story is working especially well or not especially well, I will notice that. I love actors that seem like they're not acting, but I love actors, too, who are really out there and throw themselves into it. That always just pleases me so much.
So are you doing anything now special, interesting about anything coming up?
I've got a few features in the works. I've got one coming up on Preludes.
Which is at Firehouse in a week or so?
Yep. When I saw the Firehouse's season announcement last year and saw this on the docket, I wasn't familiar with it, and I thought, let me see what I can find out, and I sought out the music and started playing the music, and I was completely bowled over. I had no familiarity with the music and only passing familiarity with Dave Malloy because of Great Comet, and the music was just ravishing, and the subject matter was so, so sophisticated, and I thought, how are they going to pull this off? So I have spent time watching the production come together. I talked to Joel Basson last fall, to Billy Christopher earlier this year, and then just recently attended a rehearsal, and I can't wait to see it.
I guess you won't be reviewing that one, obviously.
No. I'm going to do a story on A Chorus Line at Richmond Triangle Players. Very excited about that production. And then also, because I think it's fun, I'm going to write about tomfoolery that's coming to Swift Creek.
Terrific. Well, obviously, even though you may not be reviewing those shows because you'll be previewing them, we can certainly talk about them on the next Curtain Calls.
I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Thank you so much, Susie. I will talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And that'll do it for this week's Curtain Call. We'll be back in 2 weeks with several reviews.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, go to the Richmond Theatre Critics Circle website, rtccva.com.